few names would have fitted into the Daily Mail of 1918. If there was one thing that the British intelligentsia were committed to, it was the debunking version of war. The theory that war is all corpses and latrines and never leads to any good result. Well, the same people who in 1933 sniggered pityingly if you said that in certain circumstances you would fight for your country, in 1937 were denouncing you as a Trotsky fascist if you suggested that the stories in New Masses about freshly wounded men clamouring to get back into the fighting might be exaggerated. And the left intelligentsia made their swing over from war is hell to war is glorious, not only with no sense of incongruity, but almost without any intervening stage. Later, the bulk of them were to make other transitions equally violent. There must be a quite large number of people, a sort of central core of the intelligentsia, who approved the King and Country Declaration in 1935, shouted for a firm line against Germany in 1937, supported the People's Convention in 1940, and are demanding a second front now.